Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting seventh. The DH, Don Money. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Don Sutton. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Tudor. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molitor for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball four. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Yount steals second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Yastrzemski moves to second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy strikes out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tudor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allinson moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allinson moves to third. Remy moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice strikes out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons is thrown out after the base hit. Yount scores. Cooper moves to third. 2 outs. It's Brewers, 2. Red Sox, 2. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Money takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Remy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Allinson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Evans reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie strikes out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boggs is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tudor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 3, Red Sox, 3. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marshall Edwards pinch runs for Ted Simmons. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Edwards moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 3 in the game. Ogilvie strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Money takes first base on ball 4. Edwards moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards first. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ned Yost now catching. Bob McClure now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boggs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cooper is walked intentionally. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-4 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols pinch hits for Rick Miller. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.